Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, DP is here for the spillover, and we're continuing.
I'm not here for this nonsense.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I should have addressed this before the game show, but I have to address it now because you claimed, Sip, before we played the game show, that you were throwing Brianna.
Brianna, she was 5 or 6.
You claimed you were throwing her 15 feet in the air.
Okay, 15 was maybe a mild exaggeration.
And the text line saying, I don't think so. And DP and Meyer saying, I don't think so.
What about 15 from the ground?
No.
You claimed that the water propelled her. The water is friction to throw somebody up.
Okay, so 10.
Simple. Okay, so the strongest human beings on the planet who shot put from with momentum.
Well, Bobby, I got two hands.
Can throw a shot.
That's one hand. I got two hands.
It doesn't make it easy.
And legs.
Actually, you would throw the shot. You wouldn't throw it as far with two hands as you do with one. That's not how science works. That's why they throw it with one. That's why they throw it with one. Show me somebody who has thrown a 16-pound object 60 feet. It doesn't happen. One-handed is actually.
I could take a shot put and throw it straight up 10 feet.
A 16-pound shot put. You really think you could?
10 feet?
That is a bet I'm willing to, make that bet with you.
You might tear your shoulder.
With two hands?
No, simple. No, bro. I will make that bet with you.
I couldn't throw it 10 feet?
No.
Up straight up?
I don't know. I don't know where to start in that.
You don't think so?
I haven't thrown a shot put
just
forever.
Bring a change of diaper when you try it. It's just simple. That's a lot, bro. That's a lot. I understand you. I'll give you superhero tendencies, but no.
10 feet in the air, I could throw a shot.
I'll look. We'll go get a we can't get a bag of flour because that will bust.
But if you count from the ground, for sure, then I just got to throw it 4 feet in the air.
What about from your head, though?
That means you threw it 6 feet. That's how math works.
Yeah.
You can't claim 15 feet.
All right. Anyway, I don't know. I have to think about this a little bit more.
I would make that wager.
So how far do you think I could throw it up?
I don't know. I just did that. 15 feet. Yeah, 5 feet seems to be kind of the range.
Over my head, 5 feet over my head is all.
A
shot put?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I think I could throw
it. When's the last time you threw 16 pounds?
I don't know. I haven't.
I don't know.
You don't usually throw a shot put like that.
No, but that's when you wreck your shoulder then.
No, I don't think you wreck your shoulder. Get your legs into it.
Straight up?
Yeah.
What if it lands on you?
Well, it wouldn't. You'd watch. You'd watch the shot put.
You'd run. You'd get out of the way.
We should get Cam Jurgens on and see what he thinks.
I bet he could throw it.
Well, he could. Yeah. But we should ask, do you think Sip could throw the shot put 10 feet?
Yeah. Straight up.
Well, you know. We can.
You definitely could throw it 10 feet out. My God.
Well, 10 feet out is different than 10 feet up.
Yeah.
Well, that's Cam.
Let's talk about the NBA. The disappointment of the NBA this weekend.
Why was it disappointing?
Two blowouts.
The Phoenix Suns are out. They get beat by 33 points on their home court by the Dallas
Mavericks.
I was
flipping to hockey. That's all I got to say. I was flipping to hockey.
Well, blowouts will do that. Doesn't matter what sport it is.
It's true.
It doesn't matter. It's not exclusive to NBA or NBA finals.
If hockey was a blowout, it would have switched back.
Hockey
was not a blowout.
I immediately kicked over. I believe I watched all of this season's episodes of Barry on HBO.
Oh, Barry, yeah.
Wait a second.
I flipped over and did that pretty quickly.
What's that?
Barry? Barry's amazing. So it's Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yeah, Bill Hader.
Henry Winkler and a great cast of characters plays a former military, like a military ops guy who decides to become an actor and uses his experiences to delve into it. But he becomes, he's a bit of a hitman. And
how many Game Sevens did you watch?
Well, the one that was going on at the time that when the Suns got blown out, I immediately flipped over and watched three episodes of Barry.
Don't need to watch the blowout. It's a waste of time.
Watched the three episodes of Barry. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I can get caught up on some of my other stuff.
I flipped over to Rangers Penguins.
Yeah, and then it
was incredible.
Then the late night Calgary and Dallas.
Didn't watch
night.
That.
The Flames win.
Overtime.
Yep.
In overtime.
Flames move on.
That was late. That was late last night?
It was late last night. And so in between that, I was making
Barry.
Phone calls. And Barry, a great cast of perfect characters. It's worth watching.
Barry.
On HBO.
Check that one out.
It's on HBO.
I just saw.
I need one right
and,
now.
And,
yeah.
And
I need one right now.
Well, go watch Winning Time.
That's the
Lakers,
HBO.
The Lakers.
Okay, I'd be interested in that.
Fantastic.
Okay, Schaefer says that too.
Fantastic.
So that's
HBO, right? That
that's also HBO.
That's two people.
Yeah.
That have endorsed that.
Yeah, just they bits and pieces of truth, just enough truth to make you wonder whether
okay.
it's truth or not.
And John C. Reilly is in this.
John
also.
C. Reilly plays Bus.
Plays
Jerry Buss.
Yeah, so I'm interested in your take because you're old school and you remember that period. Now I got to tell you something, DP. Jake knows this. I don't like a lot of fiction in my life. I like nonfiction.
What?
Is it?
Wow.
Jake says
he doesn't
the same
like
thing.
To have fun.
I like fiction. I like nonfiction. Is it real? Is it close to what you remember the Showtime Lakers?
Actually, yeah. And they took some liberties,
okay.
Of course,
that's my concern.
They took some liberties.
That's my concern.
But there's enough truth
okay.
where, like, they went through conversations of Spencer Haywood and his role with the Lakers and his relationship, the relationship between Pat Riley and Paul Westhead was fantastic.
Okay.
The portrayal of Jerry West hates it so much that he's suing
yeah.
the people who makes the movie because he doesn't like his portrayal.
Why?
Because they portray him as a bit of a psychopath. Like, it's just it's phenomenal.
Maybe the logo?
Maybe he is a psychopath.
The logo.
He's
yeah,
the logo.
Yeah, but as a manager, he was not the most connected leader.
Really?
Yeah, even when he was in Memphis, there were some things people went, wow, Jerry, calm down, man.
Was he played well, accurately?
He was played well, but I don't know that it tells the truth of who Jerry was entirely. It was just the version that was written in this book. The Jerry Buss, Jeannie Buss relationship, Sally Field as the matriarch Buss, so Jerry Buss's mom, was just spectacular.
Sally Field?
Yeah, spectacular. They found the perfect Larry Bird.
They did?
Amazing.
Looks like him?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And then different moments, like different in-game moments. They broke down those in-game moments. Magic learning the hook shot. And then Kareem catching him working on the hook shot. And then having a discussion with him over what the hook shot actually was.
All right.
And That was my favorite part of the whole thing, was just Kareem's explanation of what the hook shot actually was. And it was like leaving people where they were on the earth.
You got me interested.
And they got a pretty good – they went through – they found a pretty good Dr. J. The fact that they found a likable or a similar Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was
– I got to go back to something you just said. It's fascinating. Hold on, Jake. What Kareem say about the skyhook? It would leave people on Earth?
He said it's leaving people where they are. And he says it's a great extension. So no matter where people would contest it, he would leave them in that space, elevate.
Yeah. See, I totally understand what you're
saying. And then he finishes with the flip. And he says, yeah, it is the greatest offensive finish in
Did
basketball
you know what
history.
We're talking about, the
yeah,
skyhook?
Yeah, I know what the skyhook is.
And then it pops to the moment against Boston where that's funny.
I am fully aware of this guy.
You know who Muhammad Ali is?
Yeah, I know Muhammad Ali.
And then it goes through like the finish, the final series against Philadelphia.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And then the relationship between Magic and Bird. Mm. And so everybody, Magic, Genie Bus, and Kareem all said that, pay attention, there's another documentary coming out that they put together. So they're telling their version of the story. But yeah, the people who love it, loved it. The people who look good in it. Spencer Haywood, who married the supermodel Iman.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell his story, that his battle of his free agent battle is what turns the NBA into the version of it that is now. So he's the basketball version of Kurt Flood.
Okay, is this Showtime Lakers or –
This is Leading all up. Showtime. This
okay,
is,
Spencer so, Haywood was early Showtime then, right?
He was there on the team, so he actually got a ring from that win, that first win with Magic,
okay.
But he was kicked off the team.
Okay.
And they go through why he was kicked off the team, his relationships, and then him as a person. It goes through, it has Ron Boone in there being traded to
Ron Boone.
To Utah. It had, like, all the guys on the bench were pretty it was pretty amazing just to watch the different Norm Nixon, of course, Keith Wilkes. They found people to play each of them.
Oh yeah,
it was. And then whoever they were playing against, and they wanted Boston. They got Philly. They did not want Philly. They got Philly.
And that was Philly with Doc and who else?
That was pre-Moses Doc. That was
Daryl Dawkins?
That was Dawkins and Caldwell Jones.
Okay.
And a big part of the lead-up was, well, we need to keep Haywood on the team because if we end up facing the Sixers, we need another big. He's the best four we have. And if we do that, but the team made a decision that they didn't want to keep.
Was that Maurice Cheeks' Sixers?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was Maurice Cheeks, Daryl Dawkins,
Andrew
Dr.
Tony.
J, Andrew Tony.
Yeah, and so it was pretty cool.
Wow, those teams are way better than these teams this year. This time. That, I'm that guy.
Well, people will fight you on that.
I'm that guy, though.
He is that guy.
I am that obnoxious guy. Well, they can fight all they want. They don't know what they're talking about if they think these teams are as good as those teams. They don't. They don't know.
Well, the Sixers team with Moses, Bobby Jones, Doc, those were – And people underrate that Andrew Toney would average 30 points a game.
This is what I love about DP.
Andrew Toney would average 30 points today. The way that you can't defend.
He could made shoot 3 points.
One of the great underrated. And then what you forget from that other era of the Lakers is Bob McAdoo.
Yes, you do forget Bob McAdoo.
You forget Bob McAdoo.
Yeah, who could score 30 a game.
Yeah, in today's rules, the guys who led the league in scoring then, with like the whole conversation of Rudy Gobert saying he could stop Shaq, is the silliest.
He wouldn't.
It is the silliest, most nonsensical thing I've ever heard an NBA player say.
Shaq was incredible.
Like, look, there was one Shaq ever, and no big in the history of the league wanted to have to defend Shaq. Like Kareem said, at my apex, that would have been miserable. Wilt, Wes Unseld, like none of them would have wanted to dance with the Big Bear.
No.
So,
Unseld was probably 6'8", right?
Unseld was barely 6'8". Now, I'll tell you, Unseld would have given Shaq a little work because he'd have banged him.
He would have given Larry Holmes a little work.
Yeah, and Wesley was a banger. So through all of it, what it did was it took you back in time.
I like it. I need something right now.
It's pretty interesting. And then for you, you would end up going back to read the book, to see what parts of the book were left out. But yeah, I mean, It went through a lot of the Jerry Buss, Red Auerbach rivalry and kind of Red being who he was. Mm-hmm. I forgot that the Laker coach, people if I asked you who started that 1980 season as the Lakers coach?
I'd guess Paul Westhead.
Westhead was the second coach because the first coach had a bike accident, hit his head, and was in the hospital and in a coma.
Who's that?
Yeah, I'll leave that for trivia.
Ugh.
Yeah, you don't think about it. It's a guy.
I don't have that one.
Right.
Former Laker?
No. See, you just McKinney.
Oh, McKinney.
Jack McKinney. He was leading.
McKinney.
He took over after Bill Sharman.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a battle because Jerry West wanted to pick who it was going to be. So that's a big part of this as well. And McKinney led them through the bulk of the season. Of course, they didn't want him. They didn't want McKinney. But McKinney was kind of a basketball X and O genius. And he was leading them, and he went on a bike ride halfway through the season, or the beginning of the season, and hit his head on the street and lost it. Yeah, and he made it back later in the year. And so Buss had to make a decision on whether he was going to keep the coach or the guy who got them there. And this is, remember that Pat Riley wasn't even coaching.
Right.
He was on the broadcast team with Chick Hearn. Mm. And when McKinney hits his head, they bring Pat Riley off the broadcast. So think about it this way. Pat Riley would never have been Coach Pat Riley if Jack McKinney doesn't hit his head on the ground. And
riding
they pull
bike.
Him because Westhead wasn't a people person. So they needed somebody to manage the team.
Westhead was he an offensive genius?
He was a philosophical genius, okay. And he was really good. He was also good at X's and O's, but he wasn't good with people. Hmm. And so Pat Riley was brought in off. They pulled him off the broadcast, and he took the number two position. He actually led the team, but Westhead was the figurehead, and.
Jake, I know Jake. Listen, I know a lot of young people right now. Their eyes glaze over. Although Schaefer loves this,
I don't know how you. I don't know how if you don't understand that if Jack McKinney doesn't go through, if he doesn't have the accident, the Lakers dynasty doesn't happen.
The Lakers dynasty doesn't happen. Why do you say that?
Because you needed the perfect storm. Or Magic and Kareem did not get along early on. So remember, he's a rookie. He's coming in from Michigan State trying to do his thing.
Flamboyant.
And Kareem was at the point where he was thinking, I'm pretty much done. Mm-hmm. But then Magic then convinces Kareem to take some of the energy, and that these two coaches come aboard and redirect and let Magic and Kareem kind of redirect things. And the fact that Buss almost gave the reins back to McKinney right before the playoffs. Which would have been a horrible mistake because McKinney still wasn't well.
Wasn't right.
And he would have given it back to the coach.
Yeah, Magic. Yeah, Magic and Kareem and who else?
Keith Wilkes. They had Michael Cooper.
Oh.
They had Norm Nixon. They had Spencer Hayward coming off the bench.
They would deal on the Mavericks.
They had
I'm that guy.
There's only one Magic and Kareem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period. And Keith Wilkes would average 20-25.
They could play this in the. I mean,
Michael Cooper would still be the best defender in basketball.
I think it's old school's on the same page here. The two old school guys.
I cannot speak for them because I was not alive back then.
You could and no, but you can look. You can go and look.
YouTube.
You can go and look at one that Kareem is elite.
Elite.
Magic was elite. So those are two of the 10 greatest basketball players to ever live on the same team at the same time. And transitioning the game was required. The NBA was not the NBA until Bird Magic came along. Doc saved it. Before that, Doc saved it.
Are you sure?
So go through the order. That if in the 70s it was kind of
Portland.
It was dry. Portland's after Doc. Remember, Doc was in the ABA.
Okay. Yeah.
And the league needed the new talent of the ABA.
I'm not disputing that.
The ABA actually saved the demise of the ABA saved the NBA because the new influx of talent, David Thompson, Julius Erving, Dan Issel, all those guys the league needed them.
Injection.
Right? And it changed the direction and energy of the league, and then the different battles along the way.
God, okay, that makes sense.
So, you know, Walton coming in with Portland, Kareem from Milwaukee on one end to the Lakers on the other end. All of that was necessary. Seattle's influx, the Washington getting a win. Not everybody could win in that space, but that evolution changed.
Seattle, we're going back. When you're talking about Seattle, you're going back to Marvin Webster and Slick Watts. And
well, you go back to Jack Sigma. You go back to for downtown Freddie Brown, the young Dennis Johnson, who was the off guard for Seattle.
Didn't Sigma play together?
Marvin Webster. Yeah.
The human eraser.
Yeah, I mean, so you go through the different eras.
He looked like an eraser.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was just large. Skyscraper.
Yeah. They had Slick Watts, not as their main guard, but he was a.
Well, but I mean,
they might have been their main.
Well, they would bring Freddie. They would bring Freddie Brown.
Downtown Freddie Brown could
shoot. Instant offense.
Yeah.
And in that space. So yeah, it.
That's when I started picking up the NBA. That at that very point.
Jeff wants to talk.
Hang on.
What do you think? I don't think he just wants to talk to me. So I think he wants to talk to all of us.
Well, I think Rico is checking on him real quick.
Is he vetting Jeff?
Yeah, he's vetting Jeff, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Rico made the face.
Okay.
Not real sure. Yeah, it's just different. The guys now have a different level of athletic ability.
I think so.
But a different style of play allows them to play that they could not play the acrobatic way that they play now back then because they would have ended up in the fifth row. Like, I mean, they got put down.
Games are called different too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't have been.
Now like the freak would have been pretty good in that era because he could bang, right?
Yeah.
Giannis?
Yeah. I mean.
He'd get away with more.
I put Giannis in the Elvin Hayes category.
I like it. I like these discussions because you can evoke names that
six,
I know.
6'9.5", mid-range game, could shoot the
yeah, I remember Elvin Hayes. Yeah. He played with Unseld. He played with Kevin Greavy, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Greavy, Unseld.
Yeah. Huh? Bobby Dandridge.
Bobby Dandridge.
They are from Norfolk State University.
All right.
Yeah. Jake's.
Yeah, we're not taking
thoroughly.
This call.
Yeah, we understand.
You can talk to him off the air.
We've.
What was his deal?
Oh, he wants to talk to me.
Yep, he wants to talk to you. We'll talk to you off the air. All right, on that note, old school is next for DP and Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
All right.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.